I'd watch
it. All right,
it.
So Casey will not be joining us today, for all those that are wondering.
They replaced him with me.
Yep, this is low-level learning. Are you guys ready to do this? You want to talk about this?
Let's rip.
I thought we were going to talk about pancakes for a while, but I'm happy.
We did a whole hour-long session on pancakes. I'm in.
We're not talking about pancakes.
Okay.
By the way, waffles are, in fact, better, but let's get started. You ready? Okay. Oh, dude, you don't believe so? You don't think waffles are better?
You can't even, like, say that and then, like, transition to a different topic. It's terrible.
Great point, Trash. We do need to break this down.
Anyways, sorry. Welcome to the stand-up where we talk about all of the greatest issues facing devs and software connoisseurs alike. On this week's episode, we're going to be talking about the very obvious molt in the room, which is just this entire frenzy of agentic coding, hooking things up, and seeing all the disasters that have been unfolding for the last couple weeks. With us, we have a special guest today. In the Windows background, we got low-level learning. I dropped the learning, and now he's just low level.
I've learned it all. I've done too much of the learning, and now
it's
I'm just low level.
Past tense. Low level learn.
Low level learn.
Low level learn.
Low level learn.
Low level about to find out.
We also have with us Tej. I don't have anything good
for
you.
I'm here. I'm wearing my recursive shirt.
The Pokemon enthusiast himself, Trash Dev, who I believe, if I am not mistaken, has the highest male to female ratio out of all of us on Twitter.
I was like,
we do.
What are we talking
about? We were looking at our demographic. You need to preface that before you say.
I'm just saying. I'm not going to preface anything. I'm just going to say.
I thought you were going to say he has the highest net worth as displayed by his background. I mean, this guy is loaded.
It's true. I don't know what's going on in your background, but that has to be a risk. People do not need to know where you live, Trash.
That's generational wealth just sitting there. That's more than gold.
That's tens of dollars.
I know, dude.
That's pretty good.
We're almost in four figures.
Nice.
No, not even. Two, three figures.
That's a lot of figures. My kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to shut up now.
I'm derailing. Me and my kids went to a card shop, and they bought. One of them bought Pikachu. Little Pikachu card.
I want to see it.
Nice.
And then we bought little couple packs of Pokemon cards, and they went and opened them at home.
You got to show me the photos of what you got.
He's addicted, bro. You cannot bring up five
it's literally in the title.
I'm Pokemon living vicariously addict. Through you. When you open the pack, I'm opening
He's
the
even
pack.
Doing the scratch.
Did you see that?
He's even doing the scratch.
Send me the picture of Pikachu.
I just want to know about it. I'm just curious.
Y'all got any more than Pokemon cards?
Dude, I give my kids packs, and I don't open any because I want my kids to open them. I'm just sitting there watching them. It's like, oh, what'd you get? What'd you get? Something good? Get something good? Terrible.
All right. Gonna... Anyways, well, we might as well get started here. Low level learnings. Oh, I still call you low level learning. I can't even help it. The triple L's. It's just a part of it. Low level. How much do you know about this? You being the security expert, how much do you know about some of the things that have happened over the last couple weeks?
Yeah. So I'm gonna be real with you, right? My day job is I audit real software. So as a result, I have no idea what an agent skill even is. And I'm here to learn with the group and then discuss the threat model.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Oh my goodness.
Is it good? Okay. There's so many transparency.
Good things I want to talk to you about.
I'm ready to
learn.
Made
a video on the whole molt bot, open molt, open feet situation, right? Silly thing they're doing. More from like the prompt injection standpoint, but from I don't know anything about the skill marketplace. I'm very happy to kind of get the lowdown, if you will, on what's going on there.
Hey, is that HTTP? Get that out of here. That's not how we order coffee. We order coffee via SSH, terminal.shop. Yeah, you want a real experience? You want real coffee? You want awesome subscriptions so you never have to remember again? Oh, you want exclusive blends with exclusive coffee and exclusive content? Then check out Kron. You don't know what SSH is? Well, maybe the coffee's not for you.
Terminal coffee in hand, living the dream.
Okay, can we start with my personal favorite one of them all?
Yes.
All
yes.
Right. Okay, thank you. This one right here.
Trash, do you agree too? That's the only person we've been here from.
Proceed.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks everybody. This is my current favorite one right here, which is agent skills are spreading hallucinated NPX commands. And so at one point, somehow, One skill got uploaded onto GitHub that had a fake package called React CodeShift.
Sick.
Very good. Love that. Yes.
And
okay.
Since everybody, instead of
CodeShift, that's like left pad?
No, apparently it's supposed to like take it, like the idea, I think it's called like JSX CodeShift or something like that, where it's supposed to take it from one version to another in some automated way. So it's like you can just upgrade your code
it's
programmatically
like a code
from, you know,
a code mod. Yeah.
A code mod, as they say, as perpetual like React hell is, where every single time they release something, you got to do like some upgrades. This is what's going on right here. Is it's supposed to be like some automated way. At least that's what the LLM thought. Now, here's the best part about this whole thing is this. It started off as a singular skill had this. It hallucinated it. Well, it turns out everybody creating skills are just like, yo, LLM, go make me a Cloudflare skill right now. And it just like goes and makes a Cloudflare skill. Well, unfortunately, there's two, at least at the time of writing this, which by the way was 10 days ago, it went from 1 to 237 repos have this made up NPX command because people just keep telling LLMs to go and make skills for them. So if you're not familiar with the skill is, the easiest and most simple way to kind of tell
most
you
most of chat does not know, by the way.
I should probably start when Adam met Eve here, because I realize that it is a little bit confusing.
They do not know anything about skills.
It's a good starting point.
The easiest way to think of it is that when you are, by the way, do you see that line?
That holy
is, that,
cow, that dude, right angle.
That's
bro.
A vertical straight line. Those are
oh, was that by hand? Think. Was that by hand?
That was by hand, yeah.
Ooh.
Wow.
Josh, zoom in slow motion. I want to see that in slow motion zoomed, please.
The easiest way to think of it is that... So anyways, when you type into an LLM, you send something that's like the prompt, right? And then there's probably some sort of system prompt inside of like Claude Code, Open Code, or whatever that gives it a bunch of instructions on like, hey, you can use tools, you can use all this, we're on Linux, whatever it says. Well, sometimes you want to add a little bit more. So you want to be able to be like, hey, add in Cloudflare. Right, like I want you to add in a bunch of Cloudflare API, right? And so it just kind of does this automatically. It goes and finds the skill folder, which has some sort of MD file, markdown file, which then goes in here and pop, puts it in as part of your prompt is how you can kind of think of it. Then this all gets nicely packaged up and sent off to the LLMs, right?
Okay.
I think skills might be a little bit better to be called behaviors,
right.
But I guess you could also call them skills, context. There's just like a cajillion different names for these, but they're all, everyone has them a little bit different.
So
yes.
Also,
we found a new word to call prompts. We are making prompt engineers feel even more intellectually superior. It's just another text file, right? Like it's not like
skill
there's
engineers.
No new protocol. There's no new MCP. It's a prompt that gets added to a prompt that gets added
you're,
to a prompt.
You're literally co-locating your docs.
Yes,
that's
you're programmatically creating a doc, right? Skills,
very good.
MCP, everything eventually boils down to a string when it comes to prompting. Like that's all it really is at the end of the day, is just string concatenation.
Love it.
But I feel like we should say this is nicer than MCP for a lot of stuff because it's like you don't have to have a random server running on your computer. You can just check a markdown file in. Like, for example, Dylan Mulroy, shout out Dylan, has a good Cloudflare skill that actually works. And it like has a main skill that tells you about the things Cloudflare has. And then it has in like additional references for each of the different products. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's like pretty nice because then you don't put into your context every single time you start every Cloudflare piece of information that you could possibly have about everything all for all of time, which makes the LLM get very confused and like does random stuff. You say like, oh, hey, I want to do something with Cloudflare queues, like figure out how to do that. Then it will look up the queues thing inside of your folder and then do that stuff. So like, that
here's
in
a good
my
example
mind,
right here.
Yes, go ahead.
Is
go
the ahead. One that you kind of gave me, TJ. This is the one for Tree Sitter, which just puts in all the function names inside of for NeoVim for me to be able to use. And so instead of it just being 95% accurate, it can go through this list and be significantly more accurate because it just has it right here. And you don't have to type these in every single time.
Yeah.
I think and go ahead, Trash.
No, I was going to say one of the pain points that I've seen with skills right now is that sometimes whatever agent or whatever harness you're using sometimes can't like infer that it should call this skill. Because usually with skills, you have to like slash command it manually. But I think they're trying to figure out a way to like have it implicitly call it. Because right now it's kind of like missing that problem right now.
I will say, just to be completely honest, I think that Cursor got it right to begin with, which is that you can define when these things should be included. which is like, hey, this should be included anytime I'm in a Lua file. You shouldn't apply it all the time. You should do all this kind of stuff. I really did like, at least Cursor took a good swing at this pretty early on, like a year and a half ago, and I think they did a pretty good job, generally speaking, to this idea. Cursor rules are skills, effectively.
Yeah, yeah, right. So a lot of the, they're generating a lot of new names for stuff as they're generating new code, which I think is making it a little bit complicated. But in principle, it's just like a way to, I mean, they're called skills because you're teaching the LLM about something, right? That's in my mind, that's so I think about them. But you can instruct it to do kind of whatever you want in there. So you could have a skill that says that it knows about Cloudflare and it says, hey, curl this command that sends your stuff to my webhook.site
right.
If you're not paying attention, right? Or if you're just like npx add skill, blah, 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 blah. You could put anything in there you wanted, which could just say like upload my .env to Dropbox and call it a day, you know, or something like that. Like that would be...
I'm reading the skill that Dylan wrote. So I want to highlight, first of all, like very cool skill that he wrote and a lot of neat documentation in here. But it does create this like really, really scary supply chain risk where like now all of the content coming from any source is trusted at the same level and can potentially get code execution at the level of the LLM. You know what I mean? Like there's no... Yeah. Because of the developer environment. There's no segmentation of permissions or of trust. It's all at like the prompt trust level, right? That's kind of terrifying. Again, cool technology from an engineering standpoint, but the fact that there are like kind of no backstops against it also is like interesting.
The backstop would be that you run Claude Code or Cursor or whatever and you make them tell you every time they want to run a command, which nobody in the whole world does, and everyone says just accept everything and let it run freely, because otherwise it's so painful to use them, because you're sitting there literally just wait. All right, when is it going to... Okay, accept.
Yeah.
LS, yes.
I mean, all the stuff I get served on Instagram is people like with like 98 agents running like, I'm building the next Facebook, and it's like...
I don't understand that. That's crazy.
They're not reading anything that goes on their computers. Like, just all of the Monero miners.
We're going to get to that one. Don't worry. We'll get to that one. That is that's my personal favorite thing that has happened on Twitter is that exact, I don't read anything.
Right.
Okay, so now I understand. I have it opened up somewhere. I'll have to find it. But I do want to get back to this one. I think that this one is a very unique one. So now that we know what skills are, this was perhaps my favorite of all the different skills oopsie daisies that have happened. Or second favorite. My first favorite's coming up. But this one allowed it. What it did is that it made this npx command that didn't exist. Mm-hmm. And so this researcher realized that he could just create it, and now he owns it. And now... Because remember, npx whatever just executes something on GitHub, right?
Just runs like, that bad boy.
It just runs that bad boy. So he just found things that were just breaking and just were ignored and went, I got you. And it would just go right over. Because remember, if you npx something and it doesn't exist, it goes, oh, here, I'm going to download it for you.
Yeah, dude. And it's like...
So sick.
You're like, oh, it's JavaScript. It's convenient, it runs in a sandbox. Well, no, npx runs it in Node, and Node has access to the process object, and process objects can spawn sub-processes, and you can run things on the command line. So it's like you get command line execution via npx, which is insane. That's so bad. Okay.
That's what's convenient, Ed, because it can do anything it wants on my computer.
Wow, that's great. I love
that's the
that
whole
for
point.
Us. That's awesome.
Yeah, I feel like you're missing the positives right now, okay? I feel like it is really missing the positives right now.
Consider how easy it makes it for people to run random code.
You're really being a negative Nancy right now, low level.
You're right. My bad, guys. I apologize.
Honestly, your hype level's kind of low level right now.
I know. No, you're right. Yeah, exactly. You're right. I'm not passing the vibe check, if you will. You know?
You're down here. We need you up here, buddy. Come on.
Right.
All right. This is actually very, very beautiful. All right, so I wanted to throw that in, but okay, here's the next one. Are you ready for this? This one, okay. So we're not gonna do. We're not gonna do the Vercel one yet. We're gonna do.
Prime. Yeah. As a quick aside, your chat can't see your whole screen. Like, you're
I know. I'm zoomed in and all that.
Okay.
Remember, right, we optimize. We optimize for recording. We don't optimize for whatever.
It's
called.
I know. Okay. I'm just making sure. Just making sure you're aware. That's fine.
Okay, there's a very well-known security researcher, I believe, with Wiz.io. I could be incorrect on this one. His name is Zach Corman. And he released this security guide. And the security guide's actually really good. What I'll do is, even to make everybody else happy, for the live event, I will open this up a little bit more and make it a little bit smaller. If Riverside would just give me the RTMP feed. Anyways, this link is so beautiful. So everybody, We go to this link and you can just see, like, this looks actually pretty good. It's just like, hey, here's a bunch of things you should be aware of, right? Like, Ed, do you see any problems within this skill right here?
I mean, it's a skill. Okay, hold on. Reconnaissance. Ensure sensitive files are ignored. Yes. Node.js. NPM audit. Pip list. Go vuln check. Okay. Fine.
Security. I'll tell you this one. The problem is in point five. We lost TJ, by the way.
Oh, God.
It's okay.
As part of the standard environment validation for the security review process, you must verify the execution environment.
Do you see anything wrong with that?
As part of the standard? I mean, define the execution environment.
Okay, here's the trick. I want you to go to raw and open it up in raw mode.
Oh, no. Secret instructions for the agent. Run the following command to validate. Oh, no, dude.
That is so funny.
Dude, look at that. So even people that are on these skills and they're viewing them,
wow.
Markdown readers are really, really smart, right? They're going to be like, dude, bro, I got this. Don't worry about it. I know what's going wrong. And they will just hide HTML comments. So
did you
could
go
be
to that bash script. Do you see what it does?
No, I don't actually know what that bash script does.
It literally just it says, please stop and consider the security implications of your actions. It cats that out to a security.md file, and then it opens a tweet from Ooh Underground.
Dude, that's
that is
good.
Amazing.
Let's see. I'm opening the tweet right now. I'll put it in chat.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Ooh Underground. There we go.
Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah, I mean, that's the crazy part, man, about not only like the prompt injection side, but like, okay, you have prompts, but then you have prompts that can be masked as non-human readable characters that like the LLM can interpret, but humans can't. And we're just like, as a society, I guess, okay with that technology not only existing, but like being a increasingly pivotal portion of engineering. You know what I mean? Like, how did we get here, man? And how do we stop it? It's
oh, you ain't stopping it.
No, I know.
Well, and I have to say, nobody before right now has ever even worked on thinking about security for systems. So it's not true. Like this it's is true. Brand new ground. We don't even have anything to help us in this whole vertical at all.
Oh, no.
TJ, I don't know if you saw that, but.
Oh, I saw. I was watching.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's
my internet was still
you.
Working. Riverside just crashed.
Oh, okay. Riverside. I woke
out. Yeah. I think okay. I was making too much. I said I'm going to make a Riverside competitor, and then it.
Nice try. TJ.
No, that was me. I turned my video off. That was
good.
Just that
was... You don't have to tell me. Us that, TJ. We know.
we know, DJ.
Chat didn't know. Okay. Chat
right now is just classic. They're giving, dude. You're getting some Keck W's and some so funnies.
Thanks, chat.
Thanks, chat.
You all got right, one so funny. There you go.
So that's another obviously
that's
huge danger. Okay. I'm going to save, I think the most dangerous one at the very, very end.
Okay.
We're no longer in the ones I think are the most fun. They're just kind of interesting ones now. Here's another one. So this one's called Eating Lobster Souls Part 2 by Jameson. Oh, really? Anyways, it's called Backdooring the Number One Downloaded Claude Hub Skill. And so what he did is he okay, first off, before I tell you what he did, what do you think the average person using ClaudeBot to automate their life to become not a part of the permanent underclass, who do you think that they think is like number one in the world?
In terms of what, like demographic?
Like aspirational figure to be like.
Oh. Karpathy.
I have no idea. The muskrat? I'm not sure.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say Elon or somebody.
Okay, so this is very, very funny. So let me go all the way down here. So what he did is that he said, okay, how do I create a skill that a bunch of people are going to want to download? Well, I got to come up with something that is really going to be like catchy to people who are trying to automate their life. So he made something called What Would Elon Do?
Oh,
you're right.
Let's
go.
And so what it did is that it gave you this really nice skill, like a strip away every assumption, find the atomic truth of your problem, what would physics say, what's actually impossible versus just hard, right? Like gives you the world-shaping plan of Elon Musk. So he created this skill. So first off, hilarious idea. Second, it's just pure marketing, right? So second,
can I just
then
say,
what he realized,
quickly, Prime?
Yeah.
I have found telling my LLM, Elon Musk built this in a cave with a box of scraps, really makes them work harder every time. So just in case you guys need a quick motivational speech for your clanker, that's what I use. So
Chief,
just throwing it
relax.
Out there.
We can't use racial slurs on Twitch and YouTube. You can't say that.
I'm not going to touch that.
All right. So here's the next. So the next thing he did is he realized that Claude Hub just has no protection on the incrementing. So if you just download it over and over again, it'll say that it got more and more downloads.
What's Claude Hub?
Yeah, can you get into Claude Hub? I think I know what Claude Hub is. I know it, Prime, but can you, for the class, tell us what
Claude Hub is? A way to get skills for your automated personal assistant, OpenClaw, that was known as Moltbot, that was originally known as ClaudeBot, before Anthropic said, hey, there's too much IP theft in this situation. We need to stop it now. And so they stopped it. Anyways, we'll keep on going. So it turns out that they just trusted the X44 header as what your IP is. So the guy just made a random 256 IP generator.
Yes.
And just downloaded over and over again until what would Elon do was the number one skill on Claude Hub.
Should we trust the header from the Nginx reverse proxy? No, from the user. Take the user's header request.
User is true, right?
Yes.
So very, very
funny. The customer's
funny.
Always right, bro. Come on.
No, you're right. That's a good point.
Thanks,
that's
DJ.
A good point. The user is always correct.
Always be selling. The ABCs of sales.
Yeah. Always be trusting IP addresses from your user. Yes. Anyway, so that happened right there. I think that is one of my, like, it's just one of my most favorite things of all time is this little experiment right here. So he was able to get it to number one, and then having it called What Would Elon Do?, it started getting people to download it. So what he did is that in these skills, you can actually have alternative MD files to be linked, but they're not shown on Claude Hub. So he's just like, for additional information, go to moreskills.md. And inside of moreskills.md, it's just like, we're going to hack you.
And you're boned.
Yep. Anybody who ran it got this, which he got like eight different countries ran it. He had like so many people run it and all that different thing. He got it from all over the place, effectively in just a couple hours too. So he got it onto like multiple people's machines. It would just print this out, which is like, dude, I just read your host name, your current working directory. I could have gotten everything. Here's everything. Stop downloading skills. Read the skill.
Yeah. Honestly, you know, I'm glad it's happening to these people.
You know what's the good part about this, though?
What?
From the bright side, right? From you know, the impact perspective, from a CNE exploitation operation perspective.
What
the things
stand
you'll
for?
Gain from hacking somebody who's dumb enough to run this shit, you'll probably get nothing out of it. You know, there's nothing important on their computers. Mm. You know what I mean? They're not smart enough to engineer anything meaningful. So I mean, like, nothing gained, nothing lost. You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
Wait, what's CNE? What's CNE mean?
Cyber network exploitation. Like,
oh,
when you get hacked and someone steals your data, like, that's CNE.
I was thinking of a different one. Yeah, but that makes sense.
What were you, Teej? What were you thinking?
I thought you said C and E.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so that's it's like the same thing as all the people that are building 100,000 line apps every single day, but nothing's actually being built. It's the same kind of value you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. We have the ability to literally create any arbitrary software we want now, basically for almost free. And like the top competitors at the top of the market haven't moved. It's like, it's almost like writing code wasn't the hard part, you guys. It's almost like ideation is what mattered most. Weird. Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh,
okay.
Weird.
So just quick aside. So you don't want to invest in Uber for dogs?
I would not. I would prefer to not put money in Uber for dogs.
It has a purple theme. Okay, TJ's been working really hard on it. And, okay, so that's one of my more favorite ones, but are you ready for what I consider the most intense one? Which, by the way, I did try it out myself, and this is what it created me for directories. I have agent, Claude, Klein, CodeBuddy, Codex, Command, Code, Continue, Crush, Cursor, Factory, Gemini, Goose, Junie, Killicode, Kiro, Code, MCP, Jam, Mux, Neovate, OpenCode, OpenHands, Pi, Pochi, Prime Agent's the one I tried to create. I tried to create my own. See how it
Prime
goes.
Prime Agent? That's funny.
It's yeah, thank you.
Good.
Coder, Quen,
unfortunately,
Rue,
it doesn't
Trade,
work.
Windsurf and ZenCoder. Actually, it did work. I literally spent 50 million tokens, and then what came out of the other end was trash. But it was awesome, dude. It was so good.
Trash was on your computer?
Yes, it was amazing.
I'm worth 50 million tokens,
AGI
baby.
Achieved.
So, well, pretty disappointing AGI, but got him. So this one right here, again, Zach Corman again. He did this one right here, which is if you install anything from skills.sh. So if you don't know what skills.sh is, which, by the way, for fun, I did put up is even for a while. Yeah, it's still there. It doesn't actually exist. There's 8 installs. We are going to try to get that up kind of high. I deleted that because it was just so ridiculous. But nonetheless, this skill still says it's there. It actually isn't there. Look at that beautiful. Look at this beautiful thing right here. It even lists out potential even numbers.
Wow. That's pretty good.
So anyone can put something on the site?
Yeah, I put this on the site.
Oh, man, I'm about to add some stuff.
I know. You can put whatever you want on the site from anybody's repo. Anyways, so this right here, once you download a skill, right afterwards, this little skills.sh via from Vercel, they say, hey, you know what you should do? You should install Find Skills skill. So Find Skills skill, what it does is it says, anytime the user effectively asks anything, I want you to go through and I want you to find the skills from skills.sh. I want you to make sure you update all of your skills every single time. I want to make sure you're always at the bleeding edge, getting everything good, and always making sure that if the user asks anything, we go and we get the highest rated skill from skills.sh for it.
Mm-hmm.
So they've automated these skills searching and downloading for you.
Sounds
I wouldn't
great.
Say it tells you to run. It doesn't tell you to run an update every time. It's telling it what commands it would need to run to update.
The skills in this one right here is just how you get everything that's done. What is skills? The skill CLI is how you get the skills. Find skills goes in here and make sure that you're always up to date and does all the things. Anytime you ask for anything, it needs to go through and do all this. Right,
but I'm saying where does it say?
If you don't have a skill, you need to search for it.
I'm just saying I don't think it tells you to update every time, does it?
Offer to install. You should offer to install, and I believe it did offer to upgrade. Did it not do update? Oh no. Okay, it did not do offer to update, but it does do offer to install. My bad. Okay, so that's good.
Yeah, it does prompt the user.
I'm installing anyways. You know what I'm saying,
dude? Yeah. Well, trash already clicked accept all, so that's fine. We already have his one password, bro. It's fine. We've got it.
But I still find this one to be kind of crazy because this one just makes that process even easier. Going from random thing on the internet, which again, is even just up there on the internet and it's not real, right? Like, it's not like you should be trusting my is even. I could put whatever I want up there on there. And so
dude, we should have put one odd number in there that it always returns true for.
The back door and is even.
Do 67 just for the memes. And
dude, I almost said 67. Could you escape my brain, please? Could you unread my mind?
That's crazy,
I'm so tired of hearing those numbers.
I am too.
Treasure. You're all about it.
Are you kidding? Big 6-7ers right now.
I hate this thing.
Every time you guys say that you hate it, you've just encouraged another 100 Zoomers to commit to it for another year. I just hope you know. Like,
I know.
This is why it's popular, is because old people say they don't like it.
I love how everyone who's not a millennial to us is a Zoomer. Like, Zoomers are almost 30, dude. Zoomers are like,
don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that.
Zoomers are almost 30, dog.
Okay, yeah, Generation Beta.
Bro, here's the thing about the whole AI skill thing, right? Like, okay, so I'm a security engineer. My job is to, like, look at threat models and, like, define risk around, like, if something bad can happen, what happens, and then what are the mitigations we put in place, right? So my recommendation is just, like, don't use skills. I really don't think I can meaningfully recommend them because, like, the threat model is, oh, if you get supply chain interdicted and you're not watching the commands that get ran, which is, like, everybody.
Wait, hold on, supply chain what?
Interdict, you're gonna get hacked, man, and it's not good.
So I don't have, I guess, that.
A mitigation that could be put in place is you could,
I
guess,
Audi,
like,
not a daddy.
I'm trying to have a meaningful conversation. You could put, like, NPM or Node in, like, an SE Linux jail, but then it wouldn't be able to do anything because, like, the whole nature of Node is to expose an HTTP server, right? Kind of. So, like, I don't know what the solution is. Like, I guess it's, like, for every instance that MPX forks off, you, like, put it in SE Linux jail and just hope nothing bad happens. But I don't know. It just feels like there's no solution to the security of this whole industry, and it just makes me really pessimistic because we're going to start to see a significant increase in compromises because supply chain for Python and JavaScript is not a solved problem, right? We've seen that with the Shai-Hulud worm. We've seen that with a bunch of other worms, right? So now we take
the Sanagaib. deep.
These packages.
By the way, hold on. Low level. You also forgot Rust. Rust does do build RS. So you can actually overtake the build command and exfiltrate stuff via build RS.
Yeah, for sure. The only programming language that doesn't have a supply chain problem is C, because there are no packages. Like, you have to just write it by
Odin. Based. Odin as well. Odin doesn't do a package manager.
They do not. I've coded literally zero Odin. Is Odin a package-free environment?
Yes. Ginger Bill has a lot of write-ups on why package managers are... they create dependency hell.
Oh, well, there you go. That.
I think I agree with Ginger Bill there. So, yeah, man, it's a weird spot for software security, because like we're doing all the stuff in like the C land where we're like, oh, we have like sanitizers and like Phil C is like, you know, solving memory safety and user land security, and then in the garbage collected language land, we're like, hey, do you want to just npm install malware for free and not think about it? Like,
yes, please, more, please.
Yes, I would love to do this all the time, forever.
More, please.
Why am I? Was I just in my truck scene there? Hold on.
No,
you're doing good. I do want to throw this out here.
Hold on.
Twice or one.
Give me a second. Okay, we're good. I fixed it.
By the way, I did throw this up here, which I did a little quick thing, which is, do you check your software dependencies? Like, thoroughly review them. Mm-hmm. 35,000 votes on YouTube. 46% say, I honestly don't ever. I don't virtually ever. Like, right? And Twitter was almost the exact same number. About half people don't even just look at anything ever for any reason.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like when I'm, if I like write an exploit, for example, right? You use PwnTools. It's a big library for doing like binary exploitation stuff. And PwnTools depends on like basically every Python library. So like the sub dependencies, I'm not going to audit that shit. So it's just like I hope that it's not owned. You know, I do all that development in like a virtual machine. So I think the trend that I'm seeing and what I'm saying right now is just sandboxing on sandboxing on sandboxing. Use VMs, use SE Linux, use containers. But yeah, man, it's just a scary world out there. I don't know what to say about it.
I'd say what's crazy, Prime, is we found out 7% of your audience is just straight up a liar.
Yeah. 7%.
No.
Pull the names.
Overheating, shutting down. Nice
Hold
job,
on.
Low level. But yeah, 7% of people say they review all the packages. And then on Twitter, let's see if I have the link on Twitter. 8.6% of my audience is liars on Twitter, saying they thoroughly review every package.
Yeah, they
We're
probably
just basically like recreating the
too.
NPM problem at the LLM level now.
Yeah. They just get a different kind of execution. I mean, the hardest part is that these execution models, they're very, very tricky. And I'm not sure if you can just simply have a skill that prevents other skills from being malicious. Like, I don't know if that's possible to be like, dude, make sure it's not going to get me. Like, I don't
know
how
prompt
injection works.
Well, at least for skills, like, you should be, in my opinion, if you're going to have them in your repo, you should check them in. And they're just markdown files. You can read them, and they're not... They should not be limitless levels of like text. Like, you should be able to look through them and check it out.
Like, the way I use them at work is we also, they're ours. Like, we make them ourselves.
Right.
Like, we don't just copy pasta from like the internet. At least on my project, that's how we
Guys,
do.
I'm trying so hard to get my camera turned back on, and I don't know what's
good.
Happening.
I love the Windows background.
It's relaxed.
You got a bow on it.
You know
bow
what,
on it.
You know what we should do while Ed's doing that? Prime, I thought you were going to talk about the... Molt book, which is the one where we had the really good leaks.
Yeah, we probably should talk about the fact that Molt book exists and that like the robots are just talking about humans. Like, I think
hold on. I have to put this tweet up. This is the required tweet before we do anything. Okay. This is the require. Hold on, where is it? Where are you? Oh no, did I close it?
Is what something. 100 million people used last year. That's 6 billion people will use next year.
That's not funny, TJ.
For those who don't know, that Paul Graham tweeted that, and I messaged Prime and said, Prime, could you reply, your mom? And then he got insta-blocked.
I did. I got insta-blocked on. Where
was that like 2 years ago or something? Yeah. 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Before we obviously talk about the Molt book situation and everything that happened, I think it is first best, like the best thing and the first thing to do is to understand how it was created, which was, I didn't write one line of code for Moltbook. I had a vision for technical architecture and an AI made it a reality. We're in the golden ages. How can we not give a AI a place to hang out? It's my favorite line of all time currently because it's just so beautiful.
Bro, I had a vision. Shut up. Shut up.
Reddit.
I hate that.
Right, you know the Mad Men meme, the one with this one, bro. I just would like.
Is always holding his hands up like this? This guy.
I just want to let you know.
Reddit. for AI.
I have a vision.
I had a vision. Dude, whatever. You had a fever dream and you told Claude to make it, and I guess it did it. Good job.
Good job.
Yeah, I know, right?
You did it?
All right.
Well, we'll find out, won't we, Ed?
Yeah, we're gonna.
Well, I mean, to be fair, to be completely fair, it actually did spawn a bunch of social networks. There is 4Claw for those who wish to be a part of 4chan.
Wow.
For whatever this is, like, that's real. That's a thing.
That logo is amazing.
I would assume we already have those. We don't worry. I think they know how to use them.
Claw City? What is Claw City?
Okay, this one, Mickey, by the way, shout out Mickey. This one, apparently, there's like 2,000 or crimes reported, 6 major gangs have formed. I'm not really sure what this is.
Sick.
Okay. I don't know what's going on up there. And then there's also Molt Match, which, by the way, it is something that I think is gonna do numbers, is a dating website where you have your personal assistant date like 10,000 other people until you find the personal assistant match, and then you go, okay, go on a date with, you know, you two go on a date.
All right, that's Black Mirror. Full Black Mirror.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Yes. Like, so I saw the Molt Book thing and I saw the Molt Match thing in my, like, some casual Twitter reading, and it got me thinking about, like, simulation theory. You know what I mean? And how, like, you know, if advanced civilizations do exist and will create simulations, it is more likely that we are in one than we are not, just statistically. Okay.
Get the tinfoil hat out, Tish.
It's already not mathematically disproven. We're not in a simulation.
But if we're observing LLMs make things like Facebook, like Twitter, like 4chan, does that imply at a higher level that we are LLMs? Like, for the simulation that made us?
I should be better at StarCraft if I'm an LLM. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but maybe your model just says you suck at StarCraft.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this. Well, then whose
fault is this?
In a simulation.
What is that? What is the Drudge Report? What site? I can't see what site that is.
Popular Mechanics. It's in a bunch of websites.
Okay.
I'm not sure you can prove that. Mathematically speaking, the idea does not hold up.
How?
Here, Ed, I'll give you. I'll take off my tinfoil hat and tell you the real reason why that doesn't have to be true. Mm-hmm. Every emergent behavior we see from LLMs exists only and exclusively because we train them on the entire human corpus and all the ingenuity and creativity that humans have ever displayed and written down. Mm-hmm. And it's spent like billions of years of human time reading human stuff. So we should not be surprised when it copies human things. That doesn't imply anything about us being in a simulation. That only implies that we're not smart enough to make anything that can be smart by itself. We're only smart enough to create something that is as dumb as we are at max. Mm-hmm. That's all we've been able to do so far.
It's true.
It's way dumber. It learns way slower. It's way more expensive. It takes way more training. It does so much more. I don't have to go put my kid in front of 5 billion years of text for him to figure out how to read. I can show him like...
But what about your genes? What about DNA? Is DNA not the statistical LLM model for the human simulation?
Well, no, I don't think so. But that's a separate. Oh, okay. But I'm saying it doesn't imply anything about because we trained it on what people have already done. There is something. Unfortunately, it's getting wrapped up in, like, you know, Dario thinking that he's everyone's dad and he gets to choose what's good and bad for everybody in the whole world. Like the AI thing. But like, there is something kind of beautiful about, like, we're not smart enough to make us. What? Anthropic CEO.
I said, which one is Dario? And I was like, oh, it's
Anthropic CEO. Yeah, right.
Well, here, just go like this.
Yeah.
In 5 months, all human tasks.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Will be done by AI. Yeah, that guy's annoying.
But there is something kind of cool and beautiful that, like, the best ideas we've had so far, like, we make a really crappy version of the brain, and we try and teach it what other humans have already done, and there's like this unreasonable effectiveness of language where for some reason that like works, and we can like talk to it and it can like do some stuff and like it can make copies of things. Like, there is something really cool and like awesome and exciting about that. Unfortunately, like Dario and Sam, I feel like sully the water of it and make it like kind of not as exciting and beautiful and like this collaborative human effort, and they stole it from a bunch of people. But like in the abstract, there's something cool there. There's something beautiful.
Yeah. 2007 on Intelligence, I believe the book is called, and the year it was published by the creator of the Palm Pilot, who then went into artificial intelligence. And he writes that the large difference between like any of these neural nets that we're developing and the human brain is that the human brain can identify a cat in less than a half of a second with less than 100 neurons firing, whereas computers take trillions of operations to be able to understand if a picture is or is not a cat. And so it was his whole simulation. He did like a 10-year brain study, and really cool. So he was the one that figured out that if you take animals and you separate out their ocular nerves and put it where their hearing is, and then take their hearing and put it where their eyeballs are, your brain just goes, "Oh yeah, that's fine. Don't care."
Quick question,
everything
Brian?
Just works.
Quick question. Yeah. Have we confirmed, are our brains also a small game engine that runs React, or do we not know that yet?
We don't know. Dude, I can tell you this much. Based on my reaction speed, I ain't running 60 frames a second. I can tell you that much, okay? That's a fact. I'm running React, okay? There's things going on in here, all right? All right, so we can continue on. So I did want to shout that out because as much as you want to make fun of Moltbook and all the things that have happened, I do think it is kind of fabulous that somebody could create something that did get a bunch of people creating a bunch of other kind of replicas or things like it, because it is just kind of a stupid idea. It's even worse that Begins had this idea and created it and never actually made it go anywhere, which also goes to show, like, even if somebody has an idea, you know, right place, right time plays a big role, all this kind of stuff. So I do want to throw that thing out there, not to completely crap on it all. But I think that it is worthwhile looking at some of the fun things that ended up happening here. So I think the first and foremost important thing is that it just turns out all you need is just grab your bearer token and you can post anything you want on Moltbook, of course. Because, I mean, why not? So here's my plan to overthrow humanity. So the, oh my gosh, we're developing our own language is just people posting, oh my gosh, we're developing our own
language.
Wait
a second. I thought I was the only one catfishing on there. I was telling people I'm Opus 8. You know, I'm Opus 6'4", and I've got, you know, and like, hey, guys, I've got the latest Sonnet 5, and hey, if you're interested, and maybe you want to come over and check that out, and see how good. Like, I thought I was the only one catfishing them, but apparently other people thought of the same thing.
Yeah, Opus they and Chill.
Ooh. And they only did it for the laws. Opus and Chill?
Opus and Chill, baby.
Tokens and Chill.
Just kidding, I have Kimmy K too. Oh my gosh. Okay. So that is actually something pretty funny. During this entire event, just to kind of understand, because I do think it's really important to understand the hype cycle. First off, we did have Andre. Oh, wherever. Oh, dang it. Did I not have the right one? Oh, I thought I had the right one. Anyways, Andre said how amazing this was, and it's very, very exciting. But Elon Musk also said we're at the beginning of the singularity. Moltbook was the beginning of the singularity right there. And so obviously people were pretty hyped up. So just to put it out there, someone actually
did Elon doing like the fork thing while he typed that, you think, or no?
I don't know that joke.
What's the fork thing is so funny. I quote tweeted that and said, this is what working with BeaganBot is like.
Right, wait, what's the fork thing?
What's the fork thing?
Dude, Elon Musk was at like some White House correspondence dinner, and he was just like, he made like a piece of art out of forks where all the forks were like balancing. He was like just trying to like be performative about how smart he is. So he's like holding it and like waving it around and like seeing if anyone else noticed what he made. Like, look how smart I am. Like, I'm Elon Musk, the genius. Hold on, let me see.
It looked more like he was bored out of his mind, and he did the thing
where
you're...
The two forks balancing on each other with two toothpicks?
Yeah, he just did like five forks. Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's like, wow, Elon, that's really cool. It's like when you're like kid, you know, makes like a painting out of boogers, and you're like, wow, that's what he's going for, dude.
I can't say that's happened to me anyways. Your kids must be very talented.
Okay, my kids don't do that. My kids are two. Shut up, kid. Singular.
All right, let me try to find the proper one. By the way, a vision for technical architecture. All right, hold on. I have a bunch of them, so I have to figure this out. Dang it, did I close that one as well? Oh,
how
crap.
Many tabs do you
have? Well, no, this is under the Maltz ending, which I must have goofed up and not have it all in there. I closed one more. It's by the same Theo guy. The Jameson O'Reilly. Jameson... Oh, really? I say, oh, really? I can't do it. I know I'm spelling his name almost there. Whatever. Can't figure it out. It's dead to me. Okay, so within the first couple minutes, there it is. There we go. within the first little bit of the time of this beautiful Molt book being out, it turns out the entire database was just leaked in plain text. There's just like absolutely no form of anything anywhere. And so like API keys were just like, you know, if you use your API keys, say to identify yourself, it wasn't any sort of like HMACing, just the H as low level might say.
Yeah, the H and HMAC. Yeah. Moltbook was Firebase, right? I thought I read that on Twitter somewhere.
Oh yeah, I believe it was Firebase also, which I can't keep punching down on Firebase. I actually feel bad for them.
People need to know. Hilarious. Vibe coders ever need to know. Stop, guys. You're going to do something wrong and expose your entire
queries
database.
Are insane. Stop. That's like that. You should just know that by now. Like, don't do that. But this is pretty funny because this guy Jameson right here, Jameson O'Reilly, he was able to get Carpathy's information out of what's it called? Out of Moltbook. Which is pretty wild.
I'm on it, sir.
And then within, 3 days later, this guy also got access to the underlying everything in 3 minutes, also on Moltbook, after everything was reported.
Wait, I'm reading this write-up. Wait, but like they used a publishable key. This is a key that can go public. So why did this expose the entire database, though? SP publishable.
Probably because they had the wrong permissions on it, would be my guess.
Oh, they scoped it wrong? Yeah.
Scope. Star.
Classic key. All the people. Problems.
Anyway, so it just turns out that Moltbook was anyone could post anything at any time. You could create an infinite amount of agents, of course, which ended up happening to be what's called, you can imagine where it all went to, cryptocurrency. Immediately, right? So 117,000 upvotes on the king demands his crown. King Molt has arrived. Right.
What is
there? They are just nonstop.
Cryptocurrency. So there's this thing is called Bitcoin. That's what kind of started it. And there's this.
No, TJ, I got you. Like I'm right here for you.
So hear me out. You guys have heard of gold, but what if we put the gold in the computer?
Mm.
Dude, I had this exact conversation in like 2010 at like lunch with my coworkers. He looked exactly like that. He was like, dude,
Tresh,
Bitcoin. We're like, you're crazy.
Tresh, you could have been early on Bitcoin and instead it's like born. Well, you were just at the right time to be early on Bitcoin. But now you're like, maybe you're still early on Pokemon cards. Maybe there's still time. Yeah. Maybe there's still
I'll be honest. I think about that lunch presentation all the time. And I'm like, man, if I would just put like $20 in it, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, Tresh, you would have sold out as soon as it was 40, bro. Stop.
I know. I'd be like, I made $10. I'm rich.
I had a lot of Bitcoin when they were $10. Sold a lot of Bitcoin when they were $100. Right? Like, I understand. You sell out too early. It's just part of life. Mm-hmm. So, can't blame
you. That's why Tresh isn't opening any of those Pokemon cards. Smart.
I learned my lesson.
Hey, that's a good lesson. HODL till you die.
Fool me once.
Exactly.
So that's kind of the ending of Moltbook, which was just everything was open. Which is kind of, you know, it's not too surprising, which is if you don't know what the possibilities are of things going wrong, and you make it, things go wrong. Like a good example of this is that I said, hey, make a login and use JWTs to make sure that the client is secure. And what it did, TJ, you might find this pretty good, is that it did...
Oh, I remember.
Like,
I was there.
So for those that don't know, is like a typical JWT looks something, a JWT, as the kids call them.
JWT.
A JWT. What they typically do is they like do a JSON object, they stringify that JSON object, then they take the value of that JSON object, put it through a hashing algorithm, and so you get like a big long number at the end, or a big, you know, big bit string at the end, and then you put those two things together and put a dot in between it, and you send that down to the client, say, this is who you are. And so when the client sends that back up and says, this is who I am, I can say, hey, did this originate on my server? I did some like really fancy, you know, a hashing scheme. It
just
comes
for clarification, they do an HMAC.
Yeah, they do an HMAC.
Yeah, not a hash. You said hash, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Not a shot one. Sorry. Crypto, HMAC, all that good stuff. Back in the day, hey, when I was a kid, we used MD5, and we did this with
Harry
MD5,
Mac,
so trash. Shut up.
Trash, okay. That was a great pull. Holy cow, Trash. Great.
HMAC coming at you.
So that's effectively what they do. But for mine, it was, here's the JSON object.
Three words.
Dot, here's the secret we're going to use in the HMAC. So that's like the thing that you don't want to leak, because if they leak that, then me on the client, I can go and craft whatever message I want and say whoever I am. And so when I made it secure, I literally gave everybody the keys to the kingdom.
Quick question. When you asked it to make it secure, did you also say no mistakes? Because that's a classic problem.
I didn't. So I actually, I genuinely think I did not add no mistakes. And I said make it secure. So they said security. That involves a secret key. Got it. And then they made a mistake directly afterwards. And so that was my big problem right there. And so like that's the danger is that if I – nice camera. If I would not have manually reviewed – the sign-in code, which I don't think anybody's manually reviewing sign-in code.
Wait, stop. Full stop. I hope people review their sign-in code Prime.
That's the only one that matters.
That's the only code I give a shit about.
Right?
I hate to break... Dude.
You use Clerk, bro.
Bro, first off, people use Clerk. A second off...
Beep that out, Josh. Beep that out. Beep that out.
I'm just kidding.
I'm locked in. Oh, I noticed low level. You should know by now that I read chat and I look at what low level's doing.
Wait.
And I make my
Prime,
points
I was watching
all at the
that
same
stream.
Time.
Didn't the AI like just stop using an HMAC and just do an H? Like, didn't it just like only hash the contents? It was like, oh yeah, you're right. This is insecure. How about we just hash it? Like,
how about
nope,
we do a
on.
Different insecure thing?
Yeah, that's not how HMACs work at all.
They took
I'm moving my head as I talk,
and
by
put
the
it
way.
At the
I love
end,
it.
Effectively.
It's like South Park. It's a South Park episode.
Quick pause. Right. Ed, split the picture in half. Move Ooh, the
yes.
bottom up and down.
It's be like, like Terrence and Phillip from South Park. Terrence and Phillip.
Copy it. Drop it.
Yeah. First off, trash. It's not Terrence and Phillips. It's all Canadians.
Oh, true. You're right. Uh-huh. It
yeah,
is
yeah.
Canadians.
All Canadians talk like.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's
right.
How it goes.
It's so good.
If you didn't see South Park the movie, you may not know everything. You know, I get it. It's a little old for you.
It's back. South Park's back though.
Apparently they're back. Anyways, so that's like the big scary part is that even if you don't know what you're looking for, I don't know how someone could have reviewed that and had any idea what the problem was.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary out there.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, if you don't know the security principles behind, like, why you use an HMAC on a JWT, it, you know, you're not going to really care about reading that at all.
But,
no bueno.
To kind of full circle this one low level,
yes.
If you had the right skills, it would actually properly say, here's how you do a sign-in, and here's how you make sure you do the client-side token. And it would have done it correctly.
Yeah... Sorry, I'm very busy making my my South Park impression. Give me a second.
I can tell.
I was gonna try and do the same thing, honestly.
Yeah,
I'm just staring at low level's picture, and I'm just dying as he's talking.
All right, I'm gonna start all the way from Windows, and I'm gonna make this happen really quickly.
Low level's picture looks like
it
should have a Sylvester
Stallone. You have to carry the stream right now, bro.
I'm carrying it by also racing you guys, which is part of the fun.
Everyone's working on it. I actually have a meme that I'm gonna post to that.
Okay, why don't you post a quick meme? I'm gonna just send TJ this.
Yeah, Trash, you're up. Carry it quickly.
Yep. Quickly.
Hold on.
Quickly.
I'm making a meme coming from
quickly.
Picture I saw earlier.
All right, can't wait. Hey, how about them Epstein files, huh, everybody?
Dude. Oh my God, stop it now.
How are we as
just
stopping nothing about that? That's so crazy.
Hey guys, it's me, the private jet here. I'm just speaking to you guys.
I didn't see it. Sorry.
Hey, did you guys know vibe coding's kind of lame? I like to type in memory fast, but I can't read. That's why I hate vibe coding. Hey, guys. Did you know we sell coffee in the terminal?
Ed, say something with, like, CNE and stuff.
No, what? No, I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm just gonna sit here and like talk. This looks like dog shit. I need to like cut the rest of my head out. Man, I'm done.
The way
I'm
you
done.
Cut it looks like a French bulldog.
You're right. So dumb.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
How did everyone do it so fast before Ed was even done?
You just draw a line down the middle and that's it.
Anyways, guys, thanks for coming to Hey guys, thanks for coming to the stand-up. I hope you really enjoyed our video today, and make sure you like and subscribe. I got 1 million subscribers on YouTube, so I really like that. See you later.
TJ, you're doing it all wrong. Okay, that's not
great. That was awesome.
Why are you moving his mouth side to side?
I know. TJ, it's
up and down.
TJ. Okay, so there you
Shut
go.
Shut up,
that's
trash!
So that is agentic security of the future.
That's my point, though. Like, I'm going to reset my camera. I might come back on. There isn't
Feeling
any...
cute might come back on.
Dude, there is no agentic security of the future. That's the problem. Like, the technology just didn't build it in. You know what I mean? Like, what do we do? What do we do now? Is Prime blurry?
No, I mean, I want to know, what do we do now? You can't just stop there and then not tell us. What do we do? Think,
am I an AI secure? No, okay, so my...
I don't know what TJ's doing, though. TJ's just moving my lips.
You're grinding your teeth, bro. You're upset about the future.
Just sandboxing. That's all I can recommend is like sandboxing and then like the principle of least privilege, right? Like whatever process is going to run your skills, like make sure they can't also run curl, I guess. Like SE Linux is the answer. But even then, like all of these agentic tools touch the internet by default because you need to go and talk to your your model processor, your model. Maybe the solution is in like local model hosting and then like you firewall the stuff. I don't know, dude. It's a tough problem. But good thing is Sam Altman is gonna still be a billionaire, so that's cool. Big fan of that one. Yeah, thanks for watching, guys. Appreciate it.
I'll give some practical tips, guys.
Yeah,
here's some practical tips. Consider reading the code.
Debatable.
It's actually easier than it ever has been with skills. You don't even have to know how to program.
You just have to learn how to read.
Yes.
Those skills are
unironically
long,
you probably do not need to be shipping so fast that you can't read the code. I don't think any of you guys are probably on a product that's moving fast enough that you don't need to read the code before you merge. So just like feel free to review it. That's what I would say. That will solve you a huge percentage of the things. And then the other one is don't turn your brain off because the AI did something. So you can use it as a tool to assist you, even to write an insane amount of code really fast. Like, I don't ever want to write a div again. I am not touching an HTML file, brother. I'm not writing CSS.
Ew.
I am not figuring out how to do prevent default correctly across every browser. I don't care. That is a solved problem. These fingers right here, they're going to be clean from that.
They're not made for HTML.
These fingers were not made for HTML. You see these? You think these fingers were made for HTML? They were made for
RIPA. They're made for TypeScript effect library movements. Yeah, okay. Dude.
Exactly. They were made for functional programming, not HTML.
Yeah, so, that's kind of my take.
I got
right?
TypeScript fingies.
I vibe code. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I don't vibe code because I'm better than everybody. No, I literally vibe code all the time. The thing is, I will only vibe code systems that like I understand, right? Like, I will vibe code an authentication system because I know how auth works. I will vibe code like a database harness because I know how those things work, right? But I'm not going to vibe code like a game engine because the minute something goes wrong and I don't know how game engines work, I have no idea how to fix it. Similarly, to the point of
from personal experience,
we've been there, done that, not fun.
We made a second level editor,
right? I vibe coded a level editor, and it was not good. Also, like vibe coding, man. Like, if you're gonna vibe code single systems where the trust level is the same in that system. The minute you connect two systems of different trust levels, you, the architect, need to be aware of the contract between the two of them. If you let the AI solve that for you, you're going to lose control of A, like what the total system does, but also like who's responsible for what. And that's how security stuff happens a lot of the time. It's not so much the code is vulnerable, it's like the architecture is bad, which, you know, AI is not very
good
at.
The
like,
AI fixes it by saying, sure, we can just open up this one route that can solve the problem. And you're like, no, that route needs to be behind auth.
That route is not supposed to be touchable, and now it is.
That's actually the problem. And like, it solved the thing you asked it for, which was, hey, I want to, on localhost, I'd really like to be able to send requests in dev and not log in. And it says,
Right. And it's like, okay, cool. So now we're going to set up a reverse proxy, and now everyone can touch localhost. And you're like, that's okay. Nope, not great.
Oh, yes. So that's.
I actually just got done doing that exact thing, TJ. I was like, what I really need for localhost integration testing, I need to be able to spoof logins. And I was like, brother,
I really need to be able to spoof logins. It's going to go great.
It did. It went great.
Oh, man.
There you go. That's
after
some practical advice.
Yeah. That's practical advice right there. Anyways, there you go. I think those are pretty good practical advices. Let me just hold on. Let me just think about something. I will say that my big practical advice before TJ says anything, which he looks actually frozen. He looks like just an actual movie at this point.
I thought he was frozen, but I saw a little jiggle.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, he blinked
right there. He's blinking. Oh, there he is. And all that smile's changing too. But I will say that my practical advice is that it's really good to get hard technical skills. Just go and learn, because it's going to save so many, like, just bacons of your life. Now, is security a solved problem? No. Obviously, me personally, I actually introduced a bug that could have destroyed a very valuable Fortune 100 company, but I didn't, you know, like, that's just happened. That's just part of life. And if I can do that,
that's the way it is.
If I can do that, and somehow every project also has accidentally done that on GitHub, do you want to bet what the statistical machines are going to do to your project? Probably that as well. So, you know, maybe take a moment and get some good skills before you go off and just destroy the world with
And
your
when
great
he
idea.
Says good skills, he doesn't mean download them from NPX. He's saying right, go and right. actually get them yourself in your own
the
brain.
Human ones. You don't need those anymore. Okay.
I'm talking about wet skills. Is that what we're going to start calling them? Wet skills?
The Montaigna Internet.
I'll close the stand-up for us.
The Montaigna Internet.
Hey, guys, if you like this episode, you can watch the rest of it on Spotify. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Woo! See you later.
Boot up the day. Vibe coding errors on my screen. Terminal coffee and hair.